Live.
Welcome back to the Space Case Sarah Show. We are playing a trivia game, and we all have taken turns hosting. And now it is the man of the hour, Benjamin, who has promised us silly questions. So, Benjamin,
here we
take
go.
It away.
Let's get some space history going.
Ooh.
All right, multiple choice.
Okay.
Who? Some of these are easy. Who was the first person in space? Was it Valentina Tereshkova, Chuck Yeager, Yuri Gagarin, or Alan Shepard?
I'm going to go with Yuri.
You'd be right.
Yuri, yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely Yuri. Yeah.
Valentina Tereshkova was the first woman, who also has my birthday. And Alan Shepard was the first American, and Chuck Yeager never went to space. He broke the sound barrier. Next one. Since we're speed rounding this, I feel like. what was the first satellite in space? Was it Explorer,
Ooh.
Sputnik, Vanguard, or Pioneer?
Sputnik.
A Sputnik.
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 Explorer 1 was our first one.
You know, it's so funny. Just quick interjection here, though. I'm writing a piece on like the Apollo moon broadcasting. And it is fascinating how much of the that is basically a call and a response to the Sputnik and the Yuri and how the Russians broadcasted and how NASA responded was they were like, well, screw you. We're going to live broadcast Neil on the moon. So, okay, continue.
Okay. Which nationality has given us the most space travelers? Japan?
Ooh.
Russia, China, America, or Germany?
I feel like it might be Russia. I don't know why. I feel
it's
like
it's Russia
might be the
or the U.S.
Yeah.
It's a trick question. It's a trick question. It's going to be the U.S. because Russia and Soviet Union might be counted differently.
Russia and Soviet Union are counted as the same.
Yeah. Damn.
The United States is first place with about 340 space travelers. Russia comes in second with around 121.
Oh, wow. That's a big difference. Yeah.
USA! USA!
The space shuttle is the reason.
Oh. Okay.
China's third. Japan is fourth. And Germany is fifth. Germany has 11. Okay. Now we're going to get a little more fun.
Okay.
What was...
more fun?
More fun? Funner? More funner?
I'm going to funnerize the fun out of this. What was the first food eaten in space? Was it beef and liver paste with a side of chocolate? A corned beef sandwich? A nice beef puree with vegetables? Or something from Pizza Hut?
Corned beef sandwich.
I was going to say, I do know that there is a story about corned beef. There is a story.
The sneaky sandwich, right?
Yeah, something like that. I want to say that it's A, though. The beef paste with a side of chocolate. That's what I'm going to go with. Because the corned beef, there's a story to that one.
Yes. Well, you're right. You're on both counts. Yuri Gagarin, on his first and only flight, also was the first man to eat in space. And he had a beef and liver paste inside of a little toothpaste tube. He had a chocolate sauce and another little toothpaste tube. And that's what he ate. The corned beef sandwich smuggled aboard Gemini 3 in 1965 by astronaut John Young.
And liver is the worst thing.
Pizza Hut was sent to the ISS.
Pizza Hut was it? Huh.
I know they do deliveries, but wow.
They got it free.
that had to have been in the 90s, because do you remember the domination Pizza Hut had as a pizza chain in the 90s? Maybe I don't know where you lived at that time, Coffee.
You're pretty close.
But
Australia.
All of your school reading programs, you would get, a personal pan pizza from Pizza Hut, and I can see it all in my head, the lights and the buffet, and it was all about Pizza Hut. It has fallen from grace since then, but in the 90s, I could see how they had
driving
from the Great Pyramids.
I love driving past these. I guess it was a big surge of Pizza Hut popularity in Australia as well, because there are all of these old, either abandoned or retooled Pizza Hut buildings.
They
have that same shape,
yep.
but they're just not that anymore.
No, they're not. And actually, I also have very, very vivid memories of, don't ask me how my parents let this slide. I have no idea. We had a Land Before Time on cassette, and there was a commercial for Pizza Hut before it. And I remember it. Like, it's burned in my brain. They put the spoons on their nose, and yeah. Anyway, all right. Okay.
Next question.
Yeah.
What was
I'm ready.
The first animal in space? Was it a monkey, a fly, a dog, or a frog?
Fly.
Oh, I know it's not a dog. I know it's not.
Fly.
I think it's a monkey.
Flies.
Really?
Oh. 1947, they were sent above the Kármán line on board of United States V-2 rocket. They all survived.
They all survived. But that would have been a tricky experience for them.
The answers zero G flies. The results are not as happy for my other answers.
You got to give it to the fruit flies. I'm telling you, they are such victims to so many biology classes in classrooms where they have to, you know, for genetics and stuff like that. Like, kudos to the fruit flies. Okay, continue.
Okay, next one. How many men have walked on the moon? 3.
Oh, shoot.
18, 12, or 24?
My gut was 12.
I think it's 12.
The answer is indeed 12.
Woo!
24 men made it to the moon and back. 12 walked, and 3 people went to the moon twice.
Wow.
Those other 12 people.
Yeah. Sucks all right. to me.
I have 2 more.
He's got 2 more. Oh my god. Benjamin, you're
two
good
more,
at
two
this.
Two more,
okay. I'm excited.
Wizmaster.
What is the fastest man-made object?
Ooh.
Voyager 1.
What?
New Horizons. The Parker Solar Probe or Cassini?
Well, Cassini is no longer around, so that's not one. You said Voyager
Parker
1.
Parker Probe wouldn't be as fast since it's orbiting closely around the sun. And the other objects had to escape the sun's pull to go out of the solar system.
Right. I was going to say, I feel like it, and I'm biased because I love Voyager. Like, love Voyager. I feel like it's Voyager, though, because it's the furthest out.
It is indeed the Parker Solar Probe.
Oh.
What? No way.
It is getting faster and faster the closer it's getting to the sun.
Is it going to eventually, like, crash
it's
into the
die
sun?
There. Oh, it's going to crash right in and die. It's going ridiculously fast.
How fast is ridiculously fast?
I should have put that down in my notes, but it's going fast.
I'm going to Google that.
It's
hold
like
on.
Something like
10,000 kilometers an hour or something like that, right?
Like an understandable percentage of the speed of light or something like that.
Okay, how fast is the Solar Parker Probe going right now? Internet?
Yeah, that.
Oh. Oh my god.
Yes.
Wait, what is it?
430,000. What is that? 430,000 miles per hour.
It's the fastest.
So that is 154 kilometers squared per second squared. Oh, that was the launch. Hold on. I'm trying to 163 kilometers per hour.
It's a no, it's.
It's more than that.
It's more than that.
It's getting faster with every approach.
Yeah, it's like 160 kilometers per second.
Yeah.
Like that's
mind-boggling.
That's pretty wild. Yeah, okay,
does
wow.
Anyone
so
know
I
what
get...
the fastest...
You wouldn't...
Go on.
Be able to even see it.
No.
With your naked eye. There's no way.
Maybe you won't.
This is coming right at you.
I'm fast as
the last. Fastest
last. I am speed.
Does anyone know what the fastest crewed flight was?
Less than that.
Much less. Yes, to get to it real quick is Apollo 10. Apollo 10 was the fastest vehicle.
Where they hit
people inside on the way home from the moon. Apollo 10.
Did it? And what speed was it?
What speed was it?
Mach 7. Wouldn't you like to know?
It was just under 40,000 kilometers an hour on the way home. A little fun you side note. The fastest thing mankind ever made by the year 1957 was actually a manhole cover. In New Mexico, they were testing meter bombs underground in the Operation Plumb Bob. And what they did was, we'll contain this nuclear explosion. We'll contain this nuclear explosion.
Sure, that'll work out by good.
Putting a manhole on top of the hole, we put the bomb in. It was a 2,000-pound, precisely one-ton steel cover. And the thing, when the bomb exploded, they miscalculated the yield of the explosion. It was much bigger than they expected. And we still don't know what happened to it. It reached a speed of 150,000 miles an hour. And scientists are still on the fence. Did it make it to space in 1.5 seconds? Did it make it to space in 1.5 seconds? Or did it evaporate halfway up?
I feel like we could do an entire episode also on like epic fails in science like that. Like when they blew up that sperm whale on a beach and like...
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it was going out to sea. No problem.
But now you're reminding me of this old... There's an old story about this... a Chinese official or king at some point who wanted to talk about like in the years BC, who basically strapped himself to a throne that was like fitted with fireworks.
I've heard of this.
It's like I want to go into outer space. What? And he was never seen again.
What?
Hold on, this was Wan Hu of the late middle Ming dynasty. Okay. So this is like 4,000 years ago. And he's credited as the world's first astronaut, but I guess not intentionally.
What? I mean, I'm laughing at somebody who obviously died, but like, what? Yeah,
no, he didn't. He made it to space in 1.5 seconds. Him and that manhole cover just chilling on the moon.
Yep, and little chunks of whale also. All right, you had one more, don't you, Benjamin?
One more. It's a fun one. Okay. What is the original name for the planet Uranus? Was it George? Was it Loretta?
George!
Was it a George? Yeah.
It was George.
Named after the king.
Yes.
Named after the king.
For about 40, 50 years.
And
it was George. Wait,
good thing it was.
I think it was George for a good long while. And they had to come back and it was officially given a name of Uranus to keep in line with all the other mythological names for planets. But it wasn't really.
They probably wanted fully people to make less jokes about it.
And that's the end of my
that was awesome. Those are some great questions.
That was so good. Those were great
this is a
questions.
Whole fun episode, guys.
Who won? Wait, who
brown
won?
Dwarfs are cold. Pluto was salty.
But you had like really cool, fun space facts. That was really fun. Yeah. Well, we are massively over time, and it's fine because we had a good time. Thank you for all of you who have listened to this nonsense. We hope you learned a little bit as well. And as always, a reminder, you can follow all of us on all of the time waster apps, as Kavi would say. Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, blah, 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 blah. I am Space Case Sarah. You can find me as such everywhere. Kavi is
Fun Fact Science.
Indeed. Yes. And Benjamin, who is cradling his tardigrade once again, is
you can
science actually yes. Science. Yeah.
Yes. On all the time wasters.
Facebook on all primarily. The time wasters.
Science so, actually, you'll love it. Tell your family.
You know what? I really appreciated your cosmic calendar countdown, by the way.
Thank you.
I really enjoyed those posts. Those were really fun. So yes, follow these guys. They post way more like good, like, in line with what we do content than I do. I'm like, hey, throw whatever up. So, yeah, and also follow IROC Space Radio. We got stuff brewing. We got things a cooking, and we got stuff coming up for y'all. Exciting stuff.
Things.
And so keep an eye on the horizon for that. I know I feel like I say that a lot, but really, I definitely have some stuff on the horizon for you all. So please follow us everywhere. And as always, thank you for listening. You have been listening to the Space Quasar Show with the space nerds Kavi and Benjamin here on IROC Space Radio.